A hot story of ambition. How a retired hedge fund manager, Ken Kinsey, dusted off a 25-year-old idea to stake his future on a fierce hot sauce made in Africa that's taking on Tabasco. Memories fade, taste does not. Just ask Ken Kinsey, the founder of Banhook Chili Oil. 25 years ago, while living in a city of romance, Kinsey was struck by Cupid's arrow in the shape of a late-night snack and a bottle of oil. Kinsey was a young star in the hedge fund industry. After a night of burning the midnight oil, he ordered pizza in the French capital. His Italian dish was flowing with a French delight, a sauce piquant, a chili oil made in Paris. I truly love the oil. I searched everywhere for it, and it wasn't available. When I moved to the UK, the pizza came with plain chili mixed with oil. I was disappointed, he says. It seemed his oil was destined to be a mere memory of Paris until one day he found several packets of it lying around in a Paris pizzeria. Without thinking, he put some in his pocket and brought them home. One afternoon, in the mountains of the beautiful Banhook Valley back in the Western Cape, South Africa, Kinsey shared the precious oil with his family. His brother-in-law, a foodie, claimed he could recreate this oil. What followed were long nights testing 60 bitter failed attempts as Kinsey searched for a masterpiece. The retired hedge fund manager and startup funder never doubted his red hot chili venture. We sold to family and friends. That is how the business started, he says. Demand started to grow. It was no longer merely family. It was friends, Facebook followers, and total strangers. It was here when I realised we were onto something. Then we started to expand. Banhook Chili Oil was not his first taste of an entrepreneur's journey. I have a few scars on my back, he chuckles. Most entrepreneurs learn valuable lessons during times of hardship and failure. The difference between success and failure is applying those lessons. Kinsey was born in South Africa to an English migrant living in what was then known as Rhodesia, today Zimbabwe. As the Liberation War steadily engulfed Zimbabwe, his frightened family migrated to South Africa. It's easy to sympathise with a young Kinsey trying to fit in. It was a difficult transition moving to an Afrikaans school where I couldn't speak a word, he says. With the challenges he faced in his adolescent years, Kinsey developed the skills required to succeed in the hot seat. The ability to problem solving and socialise in any situation, Kinsey could soon utilise these skills on a global stage, but not before his first scar. After studying commerce at the University of Cape Town, Kinsey ventured out with a university colleague to start a small business, renovating lower-end properties. It was easy to start up. We began generating a profit immediately. But easy come, easy go, as they say. Easy go was unfortunately true for a 22-year-old Kinsey who attempted to partner with a certain contractor whom he trusted. Within a few days of signing the contract, this contractor was never to be seen again, along with Kinsey's hard-earned money. Anger, disappointment and frustration followed, and Kinsey has faced a difficult choice. It was either to live in despair at the injustice that plagued him, or to move forward, persevere towards greater opportunities. Kinsey chose the former and jumped on a plane to Paris, arriving the next morning at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Utilising his degree in the financial realm, Kinsey was able to build experience, contacts and personal wealth. It was in the United Kingdom where Kinsey spent most years abroad. Here were many smiles and more scars. Kinsey was always looking to make most of opportunities. When looking for investment opportunities to diversify revenue streams at Thames River Capital, a hedge fund, Kinsey discovered an innovative education startup. The problem the business solved was the headache caused by continual professional development for legal professionals in the UK. The solution was simply providing online education to a large number of lawyers. Unfortunately, this startup never lived up to its potential. When things do not work out because of poor execution, the success of any business is 10% idea and 90% execution, he says. Kinsey would not make the same mistake twice. Moving forward, he backed startups with the right people, willing to take the knocks, get back up, execute and achieve. Following a lifetime of backing others, he now backs himself to create a hot sauce household name. In 10 years, I want us to be sitting on the same table as Tabasco, he says. The family, owed legend Tabasco, operated with only one product for 100 years. Banhook Chili Oil will abide by the same strategy. I want to build an international, world-class business, but currently we are focused on building a strong brand, he says. But by denying immediate fast-paced growth in pursuit of a brand identity, Banhook Chili Oil will be poised for exponential growth in the future. Its new factory produces 10,000 bottles a month, generating more than $10 million, that's $750,000 in revenue a year. To spur on sales, Kinsey took an approach as cheeky as the chili oil itself. I hired a salesman, bought him a branded car and sent him across all national roads searching for outlets. I said when he's asked for a passport, he can turn back and do the same on the next road. Since this adventure, Banhook Chili Oil is available from all major online retailers and South African delis and butchers. It has recently inked a contract to supply Checkers, one of South Africa's largest supermarkets. Internationally, Banhook Chili Oil is heating up with availability in the United Kingdom in over 100 stores. Within the next year, Banhook Chili Oil will be available in every English-speaking country and the UAE, says Kinsey. Our goal is to leverage to South African communities abroad. A hot sauce born in Africa, warming the mouths of thousands in a business capturing the attention of millions. Tabasco, beware.